Hello and welcome to The Blurs, the Black Nerds with the Word. This is a podcast where the Blurs discuss comics, manga, anime, movies, and much more happening in pop culture. This is one of your hosts, Marcus Andre. With me, I have...
What is good, yo? This is Drew, reporting live from the Double D, the Dirty Dwarf. Feeling good on this Friday. And I'm ready for this episode 15. 15 weeks we in this, so let's get it.
So, y'all, this is Justin. Like my man Drew just said, we on episode 15. Get hyped, get turned, because that's what we about to do in this episode. Come on, Kenny. Let them know what's going on.
Hey, all right. We out here. We feel some type of way on Friday, you know. Murder Moco all day. Out here kicking it. Big homie Kenny. Big homie Marcus.
I'm going to pass a new segment on to Drew.
There's no, like, huge news coming out of the entertainment world and comic and anime except for Attack on Titan. This the release date for the season came out for December 7th, but the bigger news that we should probably focus on is, what happened with a couple of days ago when they released the grand jury for the death of Breonna Taylor. When she was shot and killed by police in Louisville, Kentucky. I believe 2 days ago, the grand jury decided to indict one officer for shooting the bullets into another apartment's home, not for the actual death of, you know, of her. So as everybody knows, a lot of protests going on and stuff like that. And I just, you know, as a black man in America, it just feels like it's like, you know, what else needs to be done to actually see what real change is going to happen. So, you know, that part is just really, really frustrating. And, you know, that's just how I feel about it. So I'll let you guys handle that too.
I got something to get off my chest. It is another news thing as well. I promise this, we won't go over an hour because I know you got it. But Tory Lanez dropped an album.
I saw that bullshit.
At 12 a.m. today.
Yep.
And when the stuff happened with Meg, initially I was like, okay, let's get both sides of the story. She is significantly taller than him, so it might be a domestic incident. You don't know. But all facts lead to Tory shot this woman. And he had the audacity to drop an album and monopolize him shooting a black woman. Now, that's one part of it. The second thing is people actually went to go listen to this man's music. And what really got to me today and got me down the whole day was that this is the same week where we got a verdict for an injustice towards a black woman that we have been focusing on for months. And on the same week, Tory Lanez pulls some bullshit like this, and y'all niggas gonna go listen to the album? You literally allowed a foreigner to come into the United States, shoot a black woman, and make money off, monetize that. And another thing is that it wasn't, I mean, it's already discussing that black men listen to the album, but there was black women listening to the album too. And it just got me down the whole day. Look, even in China recently, a basketball player, a United States-born basketball player, went over there and he made the mistake of remarking about a Chinese stripper's ass. And all he said was that she got a fat ass. That's all he said. I think he posted a picture too, but I'm not sure.
He said she got the cakes, but then he got banned.
Yeah, he got banned from playing basketball over there. And China feels so strongly about their women that they don't even want you to sexualize the sex workers over there. That's how strongly they feel about their women. In America, we can allow a foreigner to come to the United States, shoot our women in the feet, and monetize that. Our black women in the feet and monetize that. Black people, we gotta do better. That's crazy. Y'all niggas listen to the album. I see niggas on Twitter saying, "I'm sorry, Meg, but Tory's album was fire."
It's like, how the fuck you think that's fire? That, like, only thing he did, first off, he gets on the thing, says, "I didn't do it." I'm like, I'm just reading down all the articles and everything, and I'm like, are you really serious right now? He said, what's the name? He ain't shoot her, but everybody else said he shot her. But nope, he says nobody else shot her. That means you fucking did it, first off. Second of all, you're sitting here, instead of opening your mouth, taking accountability, doing your time to justice, and apologizing to her, you're coming back and say, let me drop an album. It'll be hot right now, out of nowhere. Just to be petty, not just on that, because, like, what's the Meg just got named one of Time 100's most influential people, too. So it was just a planned move to be petty at her. But to do all that in the midst of the bullshit we're already dealing with as a people in general, and then people will still sit here and just go back and say, well, I mean, heck, man, say what you will about Tory, but that shit was slapping. I was like, you listened and you said that about a dude who, I mean, because it still doesn't get to me. Shawty's in a fucking bikini with her friends and you shoot Shawty. That shit don't ring right with me to this day. And I was like, the sad thing is I was at least a Tory fan back in the day, too. I mean, heck, he had a couple good tracks, but you just can't, like, condone that bullshit, though.
Yeah, no, we have to be better.
No other people has that, in the United States at least, no other race would condone that shit. I don't think. And that might be a big statement. But if a white woman was shot in the foot by another white man, or definitely a black man, that man would be excommunicated from that community. And we just like, oh, this album is fire. What the fuck?
I mean, it's so crazy. That, ew.
Like, yeah, but that's all, man. Like, that really just brought me down today, because I heard about that basketball story from Dormtainment on Tuesday. And I was like, damn, you know, that's a little harsh. But at least they feel strongly about their women in a way where they won't let them, you know, get hurt. And there's a lot of stereotypes that, you know, black women are, you know, not submissive. They are not... they're uncooperative, they're mean, and all of this shit. Why would you be submissive to a group of men that are supposed to protect you, but don't? The only rapper that stood up for Meg so far has been
Bun B
and Rick Ross just made two videos today. Those are the only two niggas.
I mean, I don't know about the Rick Ross shit though, because like that nigga.
I mean, he's not outright saying that Tory did it, but he's the only one speaking against Tory right now in Bun B.
I mean, like, cause everybody came down on that man hard and shit and everything. Like, everybody cut off his features, this and this, took him off songs, et cetera, et cetera. Then he came back, aimed it at everybody. He aimed it at Bun B, aimed it at T.I., aimed it at all the females who were coming up to Megan, as far as like Dream Doll, Asian Doll, Cash Page, Kehlani, even aimed at J.R. Smith for some reason. What's name? Because J.R. said something about it and everything. It was like, and a lot of them came back and said, "Hey, yo, watch your fucking days, bro."
Yeah, that was just some whack shit. But that's all for me for news.
Anybody got anything else?
Yeah.
No, I think that was just the biggest thing. It was actually kind of a slow news week in terms of every, you know, other stuff that we usually talk about. So I think it was just right for us to, you know, just shed light on as four black men, you know. That's all I got. All
right. Let's get into books. Let's start with Kenny.
All right. A lot of different things came out this week, but the main thing I'm focused on is the latest edition of Spider-Man. I forget the volume number, but it's the latest edition. And this edition, it's current and everything. Spider-Man is dealing with the overarching villain, Kindred. We still don't know his identity, but we do know he is a wraith from hell. Basically, he's worked his way up as a demon and everything and has been slowly using machinations as far as like bringing characters from Spider-Man's past back from the dead to fight against him and what's saying ruin Peter's life. We're about to get into the crux of it in the next couple months as far as like we're going to have like the full finale of all that. But it's been interesting. The last issue, the Spider family has been called together by the web because they have, because Kindred is, like I say, he's a wraith from hell. So Peter hasn't fully met him yet, but he's met him through his dreams. And the thing is, if Peter dreams through the web of spiders or whatever, they get the same dream that Peter's dying and everything. So all of them meet together as far as Spider, let's say Miles Morales, Gwen Stacy, Madame Web, Jessica Drew, Ariana Corazon, et cetera, et cetera. But they meet together to find a plan to help out Peter. But that's just me, what I've been reading.
What do you think Kindred is?
He's definitely an Osborn, because, like, literally they teased it in the Absolute Carnage run or whatever. Like, he came to Norman Osborn's cells, like, hey, Norman, you're, like, let's say when Norman was thinking he was Cletus Kasady and everything, he's like, hey, I don't know who this is, but Norman says he's really proud of you and is glad to see the way you became. So either he's Osborn as far as Norman's long-lost son or some bullshit like that, or he's one of Norman Osborn's ex-employees or whatever.
Okay. I think I want him to be Harry Osborn.
I wanted to be him too, but Harry's still alive last time I checked.
Let's make that one a clone. And let's say the real one was in hell all this time. So what I read this week, I'm forgetting Berserk. So switched it up on you niggas. I read a manga this week. Berserk volume
one. Hey, okay.
Latest joint?
Let me find out.
Let me look up this man's name because I forgot. It's written and illustrated by Kentaro Muura. And the first volume focuses on Guts going around killing these demon god people. He wants to get vengeance for something they did. And the first time he goes into one of these demon people are controlling the town and they're a cannibal. And Guts goes into one of the bars and he beats up all of this demon guy's people and rescues this fairy. And the fairy is annoying and keeps following Guts everywhere. And then Guts gets imprisoned by the governor of the city, I think, or the mayor. Because the mayor is sacrificing people in the town or the city to this demon guy to make sure he doesn't kill everyone. So Guts gets imprisoned and the fairy helps him get released, and then Guts battles this demon guy and he kills him. And then the second story is Guts is going on to another town and this old man and his daughter are trying to give him a ride to wherever he's trying to go. And Guts is like, nah, bro, because trouble follows me wherever I go. And the old man is persistent. So Guts is like, all right, man, it's your life. So Guts gets in a carriage with him, and then demons come out of nowhere and start possessing people and killing people, all that. So, of course, the guy and his daughter, by the end of this altercation, are dead. And you realize why Guts is a loner, because all this evil and messed up shit follows him wherever he goes. And then he goes to this last town, and this town has another demon person, another demon god person, and he's a ruthless tyrant in the town, controlling the mayor, and Guts is working with one of the people that was mutilated by this demon god guy, and that's where the story ends. It was a good volume. It's the first manga volume besides Demon Slayer that I've read in a while. I think I'm going to read more seinen manga instead of shonen manga. I like that it's off the beaten path. Guts is not the typical shonen protagonist because he's not a shonen protagonist. And that's what I like. That's all.
Yeah. Yeah. When we go over it, you're going to see why all that bullshit follows him and everything. And how, like, he has it the anime character ever. Like, you'll think Sasuke was just had a paper cut or something.
Yeah,
I don't know about that. Sasuke is probably my favorite anime character.
I'm talking about, like, as far as his backstory.
Oh, okay.
You'll think Sasuke's backstory of, like, oh, my brother killed my whole clan was a paper cut compared to Guts' backstory, bro. Okay.
That whole anime was just honestly fire.
So that nigga went through.
It's just sad what they did to it with the later.
Yeah.
What they do to it.
I mean, we're going to go over it, but it's up to you.
Earlier versions are fire.
Yeah, it's a bunch of fire demons, and it feels like a scene out of hell. His best friend rapes his girlfriend in front of him, cuts his arm off, and let's say pokes out his eye, and all.
Okay, too many spoilers. And too much. God damn.
Ooh, nah. The later, like, recent season is complete trash to me, though.
I mean, like, the animation itself, because my thing is the current Berserk, whoever does Berserk right now is like, their shit. Like, it's like early PS2 graphics plus 2010 animation mixed in together, and it just does not look well at all.
It's just too blocky. Yeah. It's just way too blocky. Like, it's not even shiny either. It's just, like, I don't know. It's
trash.
Yeah.
But what's your name? Drew, Just, anything y'all reading?
Nope. Only read one thing once a month. And I already did that last week, so I'm all free today. All
right. Let's get into the TV.
All right. Yeah, so of course I watched that. So I finished the first season of Money Heist. Like I told y'all last week, I watched like halfway through the first season last week, and I finished the first. I'm in the fourth episode of the second season. So it's really, really good. So I see why a lot of people are saying watch this joint. It's one of the best shows on Netflix. There's already been a couple like main characters that's been killed off, that's been arrested in this heist. Cause like this we're in the second season. They're still on this one heist. At first, I thought it was gonna be like a different heist for each season, but no, it's still the same. Main plot for it. So it's just, it really reminds me, and it's so funny. I always compare everything I watch now to anime, but it really reminds me of Death Note, like of how the mastermind of the heist and the woman who's in charge of the police force and the interrogation and all that stuff, like the way the mind games that they're playing with each other is really like light and hell. Because the woman, the person who's in charge of the police, she doesn't know the identity of the mastermind of the heist, and his name is the professor. So it's funny because obviously the professor knows who she is, and they literally have been on dates already. They already had sex with one another, and she don't know who he is. Like, she don't know his actual identity. So it's pretty crazy how that's turned out. So it really reminds me of Death Note.
So they also like power type shit a little bit?
No. These are like regular people. Okay. Yeah. It's just real life stuff, but just the mind games they play, it seems like they got powers. So yeah, there's that. Also, Episode 166 of Boruto came out last Sunday. Probably one of the most hype episodes that's been out that they've had. One of the best animations I've seen from the show. The fight was actually pretty crazy. Like I said, the car member Deepa, he beat the brakes off of Team 7. Like, I ain't never seen Team 7 lose like that. Not even in the OG Naruto days with Sasuke, Naruto, and Sakura. Like, they got beat. So right now, I saw the previews for the next episode that's coming out on Sunday. And literally, Boruto and Sarada are in a wheelchair right now. So I'm like, dang. I their spirits are broken. So I think we're probably going to get a rematch. And I think there's a new training arc that's going to come out. So I don't know. I think Sarada's supposed to get her second Tomo for a Sharingan. And I think Boruto's going to get a new version of his Rasengan. Kind of similar like how Naruto got the Rasen Shuriken in Shippuden. So maybe it's going to be something like that because Boruto knows lightning style. So that'd be pretty cool seeing that. And I think I didn't see Fire Force. Not Fire Force. I haven't seen Tower. All these God enemies. I haven't seen God of High School in like a couple weeks. But I think their season finale is on Monday. So I'm probably going to catch up and watch all that. But I've heard that they really are getting a lot of hate because they skipped like 100 and some chapters and they're changing stuff from the anime compared to the manga or whatever. So I did not know that watching it. I mean, it's a good thing that I haven't seen the manga because that definitely would have ruined it for me. So, but it's already kind of ruined it for me anyway because it's like I'm watching something that's not even canon, essentially. So, yeah, God High School is definitely getting a lot of flack for that. So I don't know how I feel about that. They literally said 130 chapters they skipped in one episode, and they literally changing stuff. So I don't know how I feel about it, but I'm probably gonna watch it anyway. But that's all I got for watching.
Speaking of watching and TV, congratulations to Regina King for winning lead actress for Watchmen in the Emmys.
Oh, yeah.
As well as Yahya Abdul-Mateen for winning supporting actor. And also, congratulations to Zendaya. I think Zendaya won. What did she win?
She won
the drama actor for Euphoria.
Okay. Hey, yeah, congratulations to her as well. If y'all haven't seen Watchmen or Euphoria, go watch it. I can vouch for Watchmen. My sister can vouch for Euphoria. It wasn't my thing. I can vouch for Euphoria. Okay.
I can vouch for Watchmen.
Yeah.
Euphoria is wild. Like that's a wild show. I would definitely recommend watching it. It's pretty crazy.
I was definitely surprised by Yahya Abdul-Mateen's performance in Watchmen, especially the eighth episode or the second to last episode where you go and see, is it the second to last or it's probably the one before the last. You see how Regina King's character met Dr. Manhattan.
Yeah.
And you go through their life and it's very reminiscent of Dr. Manhattan's issue in Watchmen. The way they crafted it was so good and the acting was so good. It was really like I was watching an extension of the graphic novel. The character, even though he was a black man, he turned himself into a black man. You could believe that this was Dr. Manhattan. Yeah, like he was from the graphic novel. Yeah, I'm just very proud of them. All right, so anybody else been watching anything?
I'm sure New Tosh came out this week. That's it.
All right, let's jump into Sales at Work. Sales at Work is a Japanese manga series written and drawn by Akane Shimizu and published and serialized by Kodansha Shonen. The manga debuted in 2015 and is ongoing. Fever Productions produced the anime and released it in 2018. It's by the same folks who made JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, and season 2 will premiere in 2021. The show's plot details the inside of the human body and what cells do to keep the body functioning, whether fighting pathogens or removing bacteria. So first question, overall thoughts. Let's go, Kenny, Drew, and then Jess.
All right. I'm going to be honest with you. This shit here ain't for me. It ain't for me. I'll be honest, it ain't for me. I don't know if it's for any of y'all. It's nice, it's cool, but if I was in middle school and it, like a science teacher put this on in class to take the class, they take that, what's in, instead of teaching whatever, I'd be cool with it, but I would not personally watch this ever again. Congratulations to season two, but I feel like we have another Tower God scenario on our hands here, fellas. Unfortunately.
I don't think it's that bad.
It's not my cup of tea, but like I've seen so much hype for this fucking show. And like I thought like white, like the white blood cell was to be Levi so fucking bad. And I'm like, all right, bruh, it's cool you want to kill people and after that. I mean, it's cool we learn all these different things about the body. But like I went into this thinking like, okay, it's gonna be like an anime version of Osmosis Jones or something like that. It's gonna be like in their own different way, but it just didn't do it for me. Like literally toward the end, I was skipping a lot of parts of the episodes. Like I'm sitting here, I'm like, okay, we skip 15 minutes in, skip 15 seconds in, skip 15 seconds in. Can we keep it going? Can we keep it going? Can we get to some semblance of, cause I understand like we're just going through a body. Like the body is going through whatever it's going through. Speaking of which, that person has horrible health, but that's beside the point. Like I feel like I understand this, like we're just going through the body and going whatever, but like, if they could have said, like, okay, cancer, like, they could have made that the overarching villain or something, like, okay, we have these diseases popping up or whatever, I'm just replicating. They could have done something with that, but they didn't do the whole villain thing, and they had a fake gone-looking-ass nigga, the naive killer T-cell. Like, I know probably Drew and Jess would get that as far as that.
I like that moment. I like that moment.
But other than that, I mean, it just didn't do nothing for me, to be honest with you.
Wait, quick question, though. Before y'all go, did y'all watch it dub or sub?
Dub.
So I started watching it sub, but then when I realized I wasn't paying attention that well, I was like, let me put on dubbed. But I still didn't pay attention that well.
Yeah, there's a lot of parts of the body that I would not have comprehended if I watched it in sub, to be completely honest. So it was just easier for me in dub.
More on that when we get to my part, but go ahead, Drew. My bad.
No, that's fine. But I would say I think that this anime was a cool, not great. I wasn't expecting it to be, you know, amazing or anything like that. I thought it was cool, lighthearted anime. It's very, very educational. Just something different. But I would say that I did expect it to be a little bit more darker. I thought it was going to be a little more serious. I think it was maybe just a little bit too lighthearted. I mean, there's some parts that was funny or whatever. I like the white T-cell. But I think that what they lacked in was the thing that had everybody love Osmosis Jones was, I think that the fact that they showed, was it Robin Williams? That was the actor of the actual human body in Osmosis Jones?
I think it was Bill Murray.
Bill Murray, that's it. I'm sorry. Yeah, Bill Murray. I think the fact that they showed Bill Murray, like, what he was doing and things like that, and showed the outside body and the inside body, I think that made the movie better. I wish that the anime could have done to show what, like, this thing, that this battle that's going on in the body, to show what it means outside the body. I think that would have made it better. Also, like, to your point, Kenny, I wish they had an actual villain. I think that would have made it better. I think his problem is that it might be too accurate, if that makes sense. It might be too accurate that it's a little, it's kind of anticlimactic, if that makes sense.
It's more meant for like study.
Yeah. But, you know, if you know, I wouldn't say I'm excited for season two, but my girl's very excited for season two. But I would just say that it's an okay anime. It's not, I wouldn't say it's trash or mid or anything. It's just not for us. I'm more so of a shonen guy anyway. But it was very different. It was cool. It was all right. I also wish that now, since we're in this Corona era, it would have been crazy if they had like a Corona arc or something like that, or like a Corona episode. That'd have been wild.
That's what I was thinking. We had the virus episode. It's like, hey, they got Corona already? It was like,
yeah,
they got the flu. Yeah.
Yeah, I really wanted to see how that would pan out, that happened in that show. But that's all I have. It was okay. It was all right.
It was trash. It wasn't my cup of tea, honestly.
Ouch.
Whether I'm a shonen guy or not, honestly, this just was this was not holding my attention any shape, way, or form. This was like one of those moments where it's just like, okay, this is a job again, huh? This is a job. Like I'm forcing my way through these episodes. You know, and you know what? The funny thing is, when I was watching this, I was just like, it feels like there's no ulterior motive in this show. Like, you watch Dr. Stone, and there's something that needs to be accomplished. Like, there's a whole big, like, we're learning as we go. It's based on science, just like this show. But it's building a momentum to, like, this big, like, climax, though. And we know, like, it's coming. But it's just like this, it's like nothing's about to happen. It's just like germs here, germs there. Yes, this is attacking this and everything. And I'm just like, bro, this is just trash.
That's kind of my point, where I think that it's a little bit too accurate. Because that's literally how sales, like, it's just like, okay, this, you know, it's another thing. They just knock out or whatever. And they're literally, you know, sales. So I think that's my point, you know, it's a little bit too accurate. I wish it was more of a show. You know,
yeah, they do. Everything, the day-to-day stuff that we do just to live and everything. I'm like, all right, that's cool. That's the reason why I feel like they had so much stuff go down and everything. But at the same time, I'm like, yeah, you got some incredible health.
And also going off of what Drew said, there were many times where I was like, can we actually know whose body this is? Like, who they're fighting in? Like, that'd be pretty, like, cool, you know?
I mean, I definitely wish they did that. Yeah, but one more thing. I will give them credit for making a story out of literal, like, sales and things that, because that's, I'm not gonna say it's hard to do, but that's, I don't see that, I hardly ever see that in any show. So I'll give them credit for that, for having the creativity of doing that, because that's, you know, that's not something you see every day.
I think it's a good show, but it's not for me. I think it's very creative for what it accomplishes. I think it's funny. I think that it's 50% action, 50%, no, 40% action, 60% educational stuff. And I think it should just be used in classrooms to get middle schoolers' attention when they go over biology. You know, you could do that or a college classroom. You know, 14 weeks is a semester, right? Yeah. Yep. Throw that joint on every last Friday. Class of the week. Yeah, every Friday. Yep. Shit. You can watch that shit for extra credit, you know? Just get through that shit. I think that they should have made, like, an actual ongoing story, and it would have been more engaging. Make the cancer cells the enemy. Because
that's what's the overarching thing.
Yeah. When we got to episode 7 and we got to the cancer cell episodes, that's when it kind of became interesting. And they even made you feel sympathetic for a cancer cell. And I fucking hate cancer.
yeah.
That shit done took out numerous of my family members. But once they showed you how, like, the cancer cells are just made and they didn't ask to be made or anything like that, they, you know, they personified the cells, it became interesting. So make them the main villain. And then that leads all the way for all the other antibodies and antigens to come in, because they're naturally going to come in because the nigga got cancer. So that's my feelings on the show. let's go into this next question. What did y'all think of the art style?
As far as art style, like what's saying, I was, because I did the little intro and everything. They were like what's saying, the anime itself was produced by the same people who made JoJo's Bizarre Adventures. As far as this, it's reminiscent of, I'll say, some parts of part one, but like it delineates because JoJo gets a lot more refined. But I mean, it's nice for what it is. It's bright, it's shiny. And after that day, I mean, they always do. I mean, my thing is, if you hadn't, like, watched this anime or anything, and you see, like, a trailer, and you see White just killing shit, you think this shit's badass as fuck and everything. And it looks tough. Like, he got the little shadow of, it, like, his hair over his eye, the blood splatter, and he just looks cool and shit. But then when you look at it, it's just like, oh, hey, how you doing? And I'm just like, yeah. But, I mean, it's nice and shiny for what it is. I feel like, like I said, for middle school class or whatever, the shit would hit. Like, take off Tim and Moby, Bill Nye, you can put this shit on for the new generation. They'll fuck with it.
Yeah, I thought the art style was actually very, very close to their manga series, at least by their cover, by the cover art for the manga series. So I think it's very accurate. I did not know it was made by the same people that made JoJo. So knowing that now, Kenny, it's pretty funny seeing how the naive T-Cell, like how his transformation, it's like it's straight out of JoJo. So I think they did that on purpose. That's just as like an ode to JoJo. So that was a pretty cool moment. You know, it's clean, modern, no problems with the art style. It's actually a lot more gore than I thought it was going to be. Like, it's pretty weird how germs will get killed and they literally have red blood. I don't know if that's, I doubt that's accurate. Or I doubt that's how, that. Yeah, I highly doubt that's how it works. But so seeing something like that where a germ will get killed and they have blood, that's not accurate to how it actually works out. To your point, Marcus, I wish they had a story like that where it's not approximately accurate. It's not exactly how it actually is, but it's, you know, progresses a story along. But let me digress. I think the art style is actually very good.
It was cool. It was cool. And the funny thing is that going back to what Kenny said, it's like when you see this in like a trailer, commercial, anything, you're like, it's hyped up. It's like, oh, okay. Like, I actually did start watching this like when I was living with y'all, like the first semester. But I was falling asleep at the time and I only watched like one episode and I was like, this is all right. And coming back to it and just like watching like the trailers before I even saw it, like I was always thinking, this does look fire, bro. This is about to be like a hot one. Plus it was like it was trending all over like social media at the time too. Mm-hmm. So no, the animation, well, it was pretty good, you know, like, yeah, it was really super gory too. I wasn't expecting like blood to be like splattered every like 5 minutes in this show.
It's literally honestly every 5 minutes.
Which is, I think that was pretty overkill, honestly. Yeah, I think that was one of his flaws. And also, for some reason, this show kind of reminded me of Bobo, but not as good. But not as good. Nowhere near as good, though.
I can see that.
So, yeah.
I really like this animation style. I think the main thing I got from it was good and consistent. Sometimes when you watch Naruto, it's really, really fucking good. And then sometimes it's trash, in my experience when I watch it.
Oh, no, that's true.
So I would prefer, if I can't get great consistently, I would prefer good consistently, and that's what it gave us. Next question, what were the best moments for you? No, who was your favorite character? And I'll go first, because mine is pretty simple. It was all the white T-cells. No, are they T-cells? Are they T-cells? The white ones?
White blood cells.
White blood cells. All them niggas were my favorite character. They were just cool.
I mean, real ass niggas, they come out ready for smoke and all that. I mean, they out here flexing. They still humble, fuck with the other cells, because the T cells act like the big brawny guys. They're too cool for everybody and everything. But, yeah. I mean, chill.
Yeah, it seemed like they all had the same personality. They were ready for action whenever, and they were all nice. So, yeah. Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I like the white blood cells. Also, the T cells were actually pretty hilarious when you think about it. And who else? The platelets? I thought the platelets were adorable.
Yeah, they were.
They're like, I don't know why they made them kids. What were you about to say?
It reminded me, like, it felt like I was watching, like, I mean, I don't know if you watched this back when we were little, but like, remember Baby Looney Tunes or like a pup named Scooby Doo? Yeah. It reminded me. It gave me like feels like. Oh, it's like a little thing. They want to come to help and everything. Come on, just let them help.
Yeah. My girl was a bio major, so I was just asking her questions throughout this whole show. And she's actually the one that referred this to me, obviously. But I was like, why are platelets the kids on here? And she was like, there's just so many in your body. I guess that's why. And since they all work together like that, they just like kids. So I don't know. But those three were one of my top three favorites. I didn't really like the red blood cell that much. She was a little annoying how she got lost all the time.
Yeah. Mine had to be the white blood cells. I don't know. They're just cool. They were just cool. The all white suit, they come out with the little knives and slashing and everything. I actually did love the kill T cells. They were just funny. Like, just like, why are y'all so aggressive? Like, all the time, man. So, yeah, white blood cells.
I also have a question about the one white blood cell. Yeah. Did his dub actor sound like Sasuke? To y'all?
A little bit.
I'm not sure if it was Kakashi.
You thought it was Kakashi?
It was one of those.
I'd have to go back and listen to it. But I'm not gonna go back.
I don't know. It was. I don't know. I just thought it was just some moments where I'm like, that sounds like Dub Sasuke a little bit. But I don't know. I just want to see if y'all heard it too.
Next question: what were the best moments for you in the show, or what did you appreciate about the show?
Hey, so let me see. Best moments for me had to be first best moment had to be like when they're fighting the flu, cause like, I mean, that drone was dope and everything. They showed what's him do, showed the memories, and that he went through his little gone transformation, whatever, where he's like a big buff dude and everything, and they're fighting, and then out of nowhere a virus comes in and they start getting worked. That was funny. What was the other part of the question? Like, best moments of
whatever. Or what did you appreciate about the show?
I appreciate that. Not that I appreciate, like, the white blood cell as far as, like, the main one. Like, he was chill and everything. He was just making sure, like, the young red one was learning all around. Which, funny thing enough, like, I was looking over stuff for the show. Turns out she's a sickle. Like what's the name? You see how she has, like, that little curl or whatever? Like, in her hair? Yeah. Like, she's like a normal red blood cell, whatever. So she's they tend to get lost around and everything.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
And I was like, okay, this show came a little bit more scientifically accurate, but like, it was dope. He was showing around, and that she was able to show somebody else around, et cetera, et cetera. But yeah, I mean, it was dope. Like their relationship a little bit, even though Monkey that he protected her as a kid, then he's doing it again now, but they don't remember each other, but whatever.
Do those type of cells usually hang out with white blood cells? Or?
I mean, they come through white blood cells are always through your bloodstream and everything, because like they come through your blood marrow, your bone marrow. They come from your bone marrow, but like they don't usually interact that often like that. They added that to the show.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like a special allusion to like how those type of cells work with white cells or whatever.
Yeah, it's a very thin line.
Yeah, it was funny that one time when it became like the thing, the scab and everything.
Oh yeah, the scab episode. Was that the second one? Yeah, that was the second episode. For me, I like the flu episode, like with Kenny. Also like the food poison episode. I thought it was pretty cool seeing like the actual parasite and the other white blood cell, how they're like weak in every other asset except for actual parasites. So that was pretty cool. Also wish, side note, I wish that, like I said, I wish they had a Corona episode, which, you know, can't have it now. But I wish that they had a Hangover episode. I thought that would be pretty cool seeing that. Seeing how like the alcohol affects, you know, the stomach and all that stuff. I thought that would have been pretty cool seeing like some characters drunk or something like that. That'd have been hilarious. But what I appreciate about the show is just, like I said, the creativity on how they have like bacteria and cells and things like that have actual personality and stories and backstories. Like the little note that you said, Kenny, about, you know, the little curl on their head, like I wouldn't have known that. So I think somebody that's into that stuff and that knows about it, I think they appreciate it a lot more than we did, since that's not really our repertoire. But yeah, I think just the creativity of it is my favorite aspect of the show.
So for me, the best moment was probably when the white blood cell went up against the cancer cell. And I actually liked that cancer cell, his character, the persona he brought to that. It was actually the first like dark moment in the show. And when he took him down and they were just talking and looking at each other, and it was just like that moment of just empathy. And I was just like, wow. Because it drew me in, and I was like, oh, wow, I actually feel bad for this guy, you know? He ain't choose to be this, you know? He's like the Jin Cherokee. He didn't choose to be this.
I knew a Naruto reference was going to sneak his way in here. I should have known.
That nigga was the Cell Gaara.
He literally was, though, when you think about it. He even had the voice. Something I appreciate about the show. I would have to say... it was most definitely the it was the creativity, honestly. Yeah, I give it, the show was creative, but you know, in this day,
and the day is mid, huh?
Oh man.
So my favorite moment was the cancer arc as well. Because they really made me feel for that cancer cell. I don't like how it wrapped up, though. Like, when they were having that heart-to-heart, the white cell was just like, hey, bro, but I gotta kill you, though. He was like, hey,
but... savage.
Yeah,
he said
yeah,
it two times to it, too. Like, he forgot he said it the first time or something.
He's like, yeah, I still got murky my nigga, so...
Yeah, he was like, I don't care if he was just born into this world and you didn't ask to be born. You're harmful to the body, and I gotta kill you. And I wasn't satisfied with that story wrap up. It was just like, okay, so we gotta kill these people because they be harming the body, but they didn't ask to be born. That's what took me out of the. That's what took me out of that story. But when they gave the cancer cell a backstory, like, they were hunting them down as children and stuff like that. That was pretty cool.
The also weird part about that was, like, even after, like, he took him out, they acted like he was, like, going to come back to life or something, too. He was just, like, I guess, like, lost for the day. And I was just like, all right.
Yeah, I mean, cancer cells, they go in. They
a remission and everything.
Yeah, yeah. They're not just, you just kill a cancer cell and that's it. Sometimes they just come back and stuff like that. So that's probably what they was alluding to, because we always get cancer cells all the time and then our body just kills them.
Yeah. Look at how education.
Might be the thing for season two. Never know.
So yeah. Much education, man, I tell you.
I learned a lot, man.
Yeah.
Out of all the types of cells in the show, which one would you pick to be?
Them real niggas.
You said who?
White.
Oh, white.
It's real niggas. You got this thing on you. Now that they ready for all smoke and they ready for it.
Yeah, what's the good... I like the B cell. You remember the B cell that
had the my man pull up with the vaccines and dip off.
Yeah, I kind of like the B cell. I don't know. He works alone.
What about you, Jess?
It's between the white and kill T cells. Those kill T cells are real hardcore.
They squatted up.
For no reason, man. Game probably kill T cells.
Yeah. I would want to be the T cell commander. I want to be that nigga. Like,
oh, all right.
I mean,
what was his name?
I forget his name. Like, what's
something T.
Reporter T cell or something?
Yeah.
Or
something like, something like that. Because that was the only nigga sitting down the whole time. Yeah. Him and Shawty. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. So, who would y'all recommend this anime to? I just said already, educational. Teachers can use this material.
Yeah.
Millennial teachers.
Yep, millennial teachers.
Yeah. Hey, old teachers, millennial teachers, teachers that don't feel like teaching for the day, yep, or want to do extra credit, put this shit on.
Yeah. It's middle school, you know, everybody's bored as far as lecture or whatever. It's Friday, everybody's looking toward the weekend, just cue this up, put it on. Heck, you learn something. It's interesting. It's related to the subject. Might be on your test on Monday. As far as the extra credit question or something like that, then yeah. Or you can help out and buy one in college, but you never know.
Yeah, I was going to say that can help some college students more. This more so middle schoolers. Yeah, anybody.
They were in depth. Go ahead, Drew.
You good?
They were in depth. Oh, but one thing I want to say about the dub versus the sub. I watched the dub on Netflix. The sub will have the explanations for themselves in a blink and just put it away. There was like, but the American one, they'll I think they edited it. They'll actually take a minute to explain it to you.
Man, yeah.
It was like, I know you American niggas dumb. We have to, take it slower for y'all. And the sub was like, oh, you didn't read that shit in 0.5 seconds? Like, what's wrong with you, nigga? Like,
yeah, so they had the whole thing on the side and everything. I was like, oh, wow. I didn't read those, though, honestly.
I did. That's... I tried to take the time when I was doing the sub. I tried to do that. But after a while, I was like, okay, let me go to the sub. And the sub was way more digestible.
Yeah, because if you're watching in sub and you're
lagging. That's the iPad connection right there. You're lagging, Justin. But yeah. I would say the dub is it's a huge help. I don't know if I would have finished this video in the sub, honestly. I don't think I could, but I will say that I would recommend this to just people that's interested in just in this, people that liked Osmosis Jones, but they want to get a little more facts in that type of show or movie or whatever. Also, you know, students, teachers in that field. That's just about it, really. Or, you know, just kids in general. It's a kid's show, in my eyes.
I'd recommend it to anybody who's like looking for something different, you know, because you know there's some people who would be like, they're not always into like the whole action pack, like every 5 seconds or like that dark stuff. A little like
just lighthearted stuff.
Yeah,
I guess. Yeah, I was gonna say substance, but you know, yeah, I'd recommend this to them, you know, if they're looking for something different.
All right, guys, so now we're going to get into rankings. For you new listeners, we use the Naruto ranking system, the Naruto mission ranking system. So it starts at S rank and goes all the way down to D rank.
I'll start first. Solid C. Wasn't for me. I will not be checking out season 2 or the manga. I would recommend this if for all scientific purpose, if this was your major, or if you're in college and one-on-one struggling and they teaching something related to this, this would be the anime for you. If you're in middle school and your teacher's been blowing you for the longest, so put this on instead of Tim and Mobi or Bill Nye. But other than this, that's a solid C for me. Yeah, I'm gonna need to talk to these anime people who be hyping these animes up, because I'm tired of being clickbaited.
But I swear it's not on Tower of God's level of disappointment. Tower of God's level, oh, no. The hype that was around Tower of God
I'm not gonna say it's that bad as Tower of God. It's just that, like, Tower of God, that, like, as far as levels of trash, like, Tower of God down, like, it's like, okay, Tower of God down here, Sounds at Work is at least a lot higher, because, like, I guarantee I'm just not the audience is four and everything. That's cool. And it was at least trying to, he had a point, it's like, it's being educational more than, okay, I have a lot of this and this and that. It has some action, keep you a little enthralled, but yeah, Tower of God, yeah.
Okay, but let me ask y'all a question, though. Would y'all watch the second season of Tower of God?
No.
True.
Fuck no, baby.
I think I will. If they had yeah, a lot of episodes, no. But I know since I know they're not gonna have a lot of episodes, I probably just will.
Yeah.
But that's not saying much. I watch a lot of just bad stuff. I would give it. Yes, sir. I'll give it a B-, C+. I think for what it is a decent anime. Just because it's not for me doesn't mean I'm going to give it a very low rating. So I'm just going to give it a B-. It could be better. It could be more theatrical. But it's very, very accurate, very creative. I'll give it a B-, C+. I'm probably going to end up watching the second season because my girl's going to force me to watch it. But if it was up to me, I don't think I would be able to. So, yeah.
I'll give it a D-.
But I don't know about it. That's a little harsh.
Well, actually, no, this is our second D on the show. Actually, did you give it a... Wait a minute. You gave F one time. Marcus was the D.
No, I never gave out an F.
I thought you gave an F. No.
You gave a low rating.
It was a D or F for Erased. No, bro.
You gave an F for Erased.
Yeah.
It's either F or D for
an F? Oh, I should have gave a D, because we can't go lower than D. In that case, I gave Erased like a D-. All
right.
Sure. Start that joint out as much as D-minus affinity for that joke.
But anyways, Jess, you said D-, is this trash, bro?
Bro, it did not keep my attention. I'm be real with y'all. Tower of God was better than this, honestly. Like, this was like I said, this was like some like a serious job, like almost like labor for my, you know, yeah.
Felt like science class again.
And I failed biology.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's why the nigga hated. it was
a flashback, but, right?
Yeah, he was like, oh, so that was the answer? Man.
Fuck this show. All right.
What you got, Marcus?
I give it a B. I think the creators put a lot of work into this. I think the writer put a lot of thought into this. It's just not for me. I think it was a well-crafted show. It's just not for me, and it didn't hold my attention. If I ever watched it again or the second season, which I don't intend to, I would just put it on the dub version. Yeah, in the background while I'm doing something. Or I'll show somebody I'm having over, hey, look at this. This is kind of cool. And yeah.
I was gonna say the same thing. This is like the best show to watch in the background. You just like you not pay attention, then you look, you be like, oh, okay, so that's what it, oh, I didn't even know that's what it, yeah. This is definitely something you watch in the background.
Yeah. So that wraps up the show. Thank you guys for listening to another episode of The Blurbs. Feel free to follow us on Twitter, Instagram at The Blurbs Word, and on our Facebook page called The Blurbs. Don't forget to subscribe to us at The Blurbs on YouTube and like our videos. Also, feel free to leave a 5-star review and a positive comment. We'll be sure to read it on the show. And see you guys next time.
Later.
Later.